2 days in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Day 1. If you are arriving at MSP Airport, then start your journey with the Mall of America. It is the largest shopping mall in the United States and is pretty close to the airport. Next, head to Minnehaha Falls. It is the favorite fishing spot for the locals. Minnehaha Falls, Minnehaha Falls. Hereafter, you can head towards the downtown. There isn't much to do in downtown during the daytime. And I would recommend checking out Sculpture Garden and the Lake of Isles in the evening. Sculpture Garden, Sculpture Garden. Lake of Isles, Lake of Isles. Day 2. Start your day with Mill City Museum. The museum shows the history of Minnesota. You can see a beautiful view of St. Anthony's Falls, the only natural waterfall on River Mississippi. St. Anthony's Falls provided hydropower and made Minnesota the hub of white flower production in the world. The museum gives a beautiful view of the Stone Arch Bridge as well. St. Anthony's Waterfall, St. Anthony's Waterfall. From there on, head to the Weissman Art Museum at the University of Minnesota. It is free and worth a small visit if you have time. Coming back to the downtown, Sidewalk Harp and Sculpture Clock are worth a short stop. Sidewalk Harp, Sidewalk Harp, walk below it to see the music play. Sculpture Clock, Sculpture Clock. In the evening, watch a live show at either Brave New Workshop Comedy Theater or the Lab Theater. Note, most of the city, including the main airport, MSP is well connected via inexpensive public transport. So, you don't need a rental car to get around.